discovered in satellite photos. Ever since we started launching satellites with cameras, we began to take photos of the Earth, not only of space. In the beginning it was with cameras which used film, so the authorities didn't have much room to waste on exploration. Not only that, but the film had to be ejected from the satellite and caught on the way down by planes with net-like devices attached to them. When digital cameras came into being, all this changed, since the photos could be beamed down to Earth and there really was no problem with space in the camera anymore. This has led to some very strange things being photographed. A NASA satellite was photographing the Earth when it spotted something strange. It was flashes of bright light coming from an area in South America. There didn't seem to be any way this could be accounted for. What could have been going on there? To this day, I have never heard the answer to this. There are some photos which were taken by satellites of UFOs. What bothers me is there are probably many times more. I am sure if the military spots a UFO and a satellite is available, it is going to take photos of the object. No one ever seems to talk about this. When the military revealed photos of the Tic Tac UFO taken by fighter planes, over a period of time, I would bet anything at least one satellite was clicking away at the object and taking stills or video, or maybe both. I would really be interested in seeing what is being hidden from us. The military practically had to have its collective arm twisted before even these videos were released. Since Google Earth came into being, some incredible photos of the Earth have been released. One never knows what they might find if they put the time into using Google Earth to explore the Earth. There is a lot of talk about triangle UFOs, and a discovery on Google of a triangle UFO surprised some people. But things have been found on it which have nothing to do with UFOs, which are very interesting, and some have even become famous. Take the large hole in Antarctica. There is this huge hole in the ice which can be seen on Google Earth, which has people saying it leads to an underground city and maybe an alien base. Of course, this is just speculation. Some have even proposed it leads to a Nazi base which some Nazis fled to after World War II. The story they tell is the Nazis started to prepare for the base years before the war, just in case they lost. The idea was to have an area they could go to which would be secure. They validated this by saying that was the reason after the war Admiral Byrd was sent there with a fleet. A very strange shape was seen in China. It is a large rectangle with all sorts of lines in it. The Chinese have never said what it was, but it has been assumed it was some sort of target being used by the Chinese Air Force. The Chinese are not alone in having strange things photographed. One of the problems with Google Earth is the fact sometimes things are blocked out and it is not always easy to spot. There is a photo of Area 51 taken as a satellite image which doesn't seem to show the Area 51 pyramid which many people are talking about. I should mention there is a denial the pyramid is at Area 51 but about 18.6 miles away. Even at that, a pyramid is a strange thing to find built there. There is a view on Google Earth of what seems to be a commercial airliner flying along. Nothing unusual about that. What is unusual is what is flying ahead of it. It seems to be a glowing white object which is leaving a vapor trail. There has been rumors for a long time stating we have a plane which can fly at incredible speed reaching about 7,000 miles per hour. Could this be what we are looking at? The vapor trail seems to indicate this is a plane of some sort. There are some very strange lines in Alaska, Peru, which suggest runways. The tops of mountains have been sheared off and yet no debris from this can be seen. There are various satellite photos of this. Some have suggested this is the work of extraterrestrials, and one of them is Eric von Daniken, the author of Chariots of the Gods. It is not always actual objects which are found in satellite photos. One of the things I am talking about is a huge circle with a pentagram etched into it. The pentagram appears in the middle of nowhere in Kazakhstan. What is its purpose? Could devil worshippers have carved it there? Here is something unusual which can be seen on Google Earth, It is an island in a lake. On that island is a lake, and on that lake is an island. It reminds me of those Russian dolls which fit inside each other. The area in the satellite photo is in the Philippines on the island of Luzon, which was made famous in a battle in World War II. There is a satellite photo which seems to show an undetected pyramid. I will give you three guesses where the photo was taken. If you said Egypt, you would be correct. It is said 90% of future discoveries still lay under the sand in Egypt. Sometimes satellites can use special electronics to find structures and even cities hidden from view. LIDAR can see through some coverings and pick out unseen cities in jungles, for example, because it can see through the canopy of trees and brush covering. LIDAR uses lasers and is very effective. There was an island named Sandy Island. It could be seen on Google Earth. It has been known about for over 100 years. It was located in the South Pacific. Researchers decided to go there and explore it. When they arrived at the destination, there was only open sea. The main explanation was said to be human error. But why did it show up on Google Earth? Some say it was just a mass of pumice which floated away or sank. Why would someone create a design from a crop circle in the desert? Maybe the better question is, why create a crop circle? Anyway, there is a spiral design which can be seen on Google Earth and is located in Egypt.